So it's the Word of God Sunday. How many feel like you had a little extra of the Word of God this morning? It's kind of long, huh? Sorry about that. There's a lot to take in, and we have a tough challenge reading and listening to so much. And with our short American attention span, it can be a little bit of a challenge. It's helpful to read along when you can. I'm going to say a few things about the Word of God and then move on to the second reading, which has a lot for us to consider. But we're in ordinary time. It's like week three. And so we're just getting into the beginnings of, this is year C. Y'all know in a three-year cycle, A, B, and C, we read all of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this, the three synoptic Gospels. This is year C, we're reading St. Luke. So we just started very much with his introduction. Luke is explaining what he's doing, taking all the eyewitness testimonies, putting them together, analyzing and making sure nothing was missed, and trying to give us a full account. That's why you know that that gospel is not some fiction. It's intended as a history. But then we skip to chapter 4. Why do we skip to chapter 4 in Luke's gospel? Because we just read over Christmas chapters 1, 2, and 3. So we know that, so we're jumping right into the beginning of Jesus' public life to get into the beginning of ordinary time. We're going to read St. Luke's gospel up until like Lent, take a little break for Lent and Easter and focus on those readings, and come back to Luke's gospel in the summer and for the rest of the year. Some homework assignment for today's Word of God Sunday. Begin, if you haven't already, the Bible in a Year podcast, because it is a great opportunity and a great resource to delve deeper into having the gift of the Bible, the Word of God, the written Word of God. We have that gift. Not to take it for granted, not to let it sit on the shelf, getting like dust on it and never reading it, knowing it, and beginning to incarnate it, allow it to make flesh, become flesh in my life. If you haven't already, the series The Chosen, some really intelligent and gifted people trying to put the Word of God, especially the gospel, Jesus himself, on screen. So you can watch it, you can see it, you can get into it a little bit more. And lastly, at the very minimal, read, if you can, this year, Luke's gospel, because we're going to be reading it. So if you've read it ahead of time, you'll be ready for some of the things that are going to be shared, some of those episodes. But I just encourage us, we know it's hard, we have a short attention span, our mind is on hunting or fishing or this, whoever's going to win the semifinal for the Super Bowl, whatever. But focus, we're receiving the Word of God. Let it look like the first reading where the people received the Word of God. What does it say? They listened attentively as Ezra the prophet read for them the Word of God for who knows how long. Then he gave a homily on it, he explained it. That's why I have to do that. And they wept in gratitude for having it. Sometimes we're like, if you don't know the context, it's like he read all the commandments and they wept because they had to fulfill all those commandments. That's not why they wept. They were grateful because they had lost it for so long. Let me jump into St. Paul because there's a lot there. What I love about it is this is year 40 AD because Jesus died in 30. Paul was martyred in 60, so somewhere around 40 or 50, he's writing this letter, which gives us a lot of insight into what the kingdom of God already looked like, that Jesus had begun, entrusted to the apostles, and they were going out and spreading it. And it wasn't some everybody do what you want kind of thing, just between you and God. That's not at all what the kingdom of God looked like. It was organized. There were many, many people, many, many roles in one body. And that's why St. Paul took that analogy. Like he studied anatomy. He like used every single image he could to help us understand the reality of through your baptism, through Christ, you become a member of Christ. Almost literally, very really, you are a member of Christ's body. And in that body, just like your body, we're not all copy-paste parts one of the other. Each part is different. Every single one has their role to play. And that role is irreplaceable. People depend on you. The body depends on you. When your baby toenail of your baby toe hurts, the whole body hurts. There's not anyone who's like so insignificant that their struggles or their joys are not relevant to the whole body. And St. Paul gives us a lot to think about. I'll just focus on a little bit that you really, that's just that fact. You belong to the body. You're not alone. And then that in that body, you have a role to play. So I was flying last week. I missed you guys at 9 o'clock mass. Sorry. I hope you liked Father Andreas. I hope you liked his accent, that German accent. I heard he gave a really good pondering of the wedding at Cana. So I'm sorry I missed it. He still allowed you to have the whole full hour of mass. He didn't sell you short, so I'm grateful for that. But I was flying to San Jose through Phoenix, and in Phoenix, my cell phone died. Like, just died. I couldn't start it, couldn't use it. It was utterly useless. So I'm flying into San Jose at 11 o'clock at night. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I'm going to have to ask for help. As if we're not supposed to do that. Oh, shoot, I'm going to have to depend on somebody else. Because I always thought that with my cell phone, I was self-sufficient. You were never self-sufficient. We were never meant to be alone. Today, I think we do have kind of a daily illusion with my cell phone and myself and technology and science and entertainment. That's all I need, and I'm good enough to myself. So long as I have that, I'm okay. If my cell phone breaks, my life is over. It's not that way. The thing about creation, God did not create us to be alone or self-sufficient. What is the one thing God says in Genesis? It is not good, what? For man to be alone with his cell phone. That's what God says. It is not good for man to be alone. We weren't made for that. And when Jesus redeemed fallen humanity in almost like a recreation as well, he didn't send Peter, okay, Peter, now you go save the world by yourself. He sent the church, the community, all of us together as his body and his presence in the world. He's the head, but we're the body. And the two always go together. You never get Christ without his church. So just ponder that a little bit. The church is not some organization, some country club where you come in and you're like this privileged member and everyone else is outside, like some loser outside. Like no, it is a spiritual reality. It's the kingdom of God that he inaugurated. It's also a family. Saint Pope Francis would compare it to a hospital. Everyone in here needs to be in here. If you're not struggling with some sin or spiritual sickness of some sort, you don't belong here. That's a fact, because that's why we are here. We need that. But it's a family, and in that family, everyone has a role to play. The only independent one in the church is God. He's the only one who didn't need anyone else. That's why the reason for your creation had to be love, because he didn't need you at all. He wanted you. He loved you into existence. We are interdependent, meaning we're a little bit free, but we're not totally independent. I need you, you need me. We're not left to ourselves as islands. We're having baptisms today. Little Sophie and Kieran are going to be members of that community. And the role of their parents is to help them discover their role in the church. And we are to have that concern, not just for myself and my own little clique of friends and my family, but everyone. And St. Paul would emphasize, even those that seem to be of least importance are really the most important. The little ones, the poor, the ones who struggle. So we want to understand that more and go a little deeper into it. We all have our role to play. The head can't say to the feet, I do not need you, right? Pope Francis can't say to you, puny layperson, I don't need you. Father Steve knows for a fact that without you all, none of the great things that are happening in our midst would have ever happened. People have stepped up to play their part, and that has made such a difference in this community alone. We're very grateful for that. God puts you on his team, actively on his team. And that's what happens when every member of the team plays their part. It's very real. When every musical instrument in the choir and band plays its part, the sound is amazing. They're not all copy-paste of each other, but when they each play their part the way it's meant to be played, the impact is powerful. When you play any sports, often the coach might give some pep talk or something in halftime. He says, you know what? A team is really only as strong as what? Its weakest link. which on the one hand explains, it's really one of the reasons why we do take care of those who are lower and weaker and don't have as much. We want to take care of them. But it's also a challenge to each one of us, to me. First, I need to grow stronger. As a member of the team, I need to grow stronger. Stronger in my faith and my trust in God, my own experience of God through the church, through the Word of God. I need to delve into that experience of God's love for me. I can't stay on the surface level. I need to do more to enhance my spiritual life. That's why it's not a bad idea to go on a silent retreat for a few days, to go into the depths of your heart and not settle for the shallows and find God speaking to you there, because He really does. It's why we need the Acts retreat for women and for men. That's not some optional thing that we don't really, you know what, it's just kind of an extra. It's like, no, it's vital, that nourishment that we're given. We don't just bypass that like, oh, it's just an appetizer, I'll wait for, you know, something. No, I need that nourishment. I need those gifts. I need the sacraments. I need confession. And growing stronger in my love for Christ, that love drives me to know Him better. He's my friend. He's not some abstract idea up there. He's touched my life. I want to know what He looks like. I want to study His face in the Word of God. So I want to grow stronger. We're invited, especially today, to grow stronger as members or cells of the body of Christ. When the coach is giving that pep talk that the team is only as strong as its weakest link, and then you realize he's looking at you, right? Like, no. Kind of awkward, right? When you fumbled the ball. Don't be that person, right? We don't want to be that person. We don't want to settle for mediocrity and minimalism in our living and out of our role on this team. Spiritually, it is a reality. My strength is a great support for the team. My virtues, the grace that's active in my private life, it's not so private. The team is benefiting from the good things in my life and the things that God is doing in me, in my marriage, in my family, towards my kids, towards our neighbors, towards the school community, at work. The church is growing because of you. But also, your sins, your selfishness, your poor formation, your inability to express the faith or defend the faith or answer people's questions about the faith hinders the kingdom of God, stunts its growth. It's only as strong as its weakest link. Don't be that weakest link. Don't settle for the minimal. It's a challenge, like St. Paul said, the baby toe can't say to the rest of the body, well, since I'm not the head or the hand, or since I'm not Father or Pope Francis or Bishop or whatever, I don't need the body. I don't really belong to the body. I don't really fit in here. I'm not needed. Don't say that. Don't give in to that lie. Don't feel like we don't need all that God has given us through the church. I don't need these opportunities. I don't need these resources. I don't need to be a part of the PSR, Youth or Family effort. I don't need to get involved. It's just this little thing. I'm too busy and other things. Like, don't listen to that whisper. I'm not like so-and-so, like she's in the church. Like she's, that's a real, like I have no place there. Like no, not real, not true. I was thinking as you consider the cells of the body, you can maybe have like three kinds of cells. First of all, you hopefully have healthy cells, the cells who are being nourished from the body and in turn are giving back to the body and nourishing the body. And being channels through which the grace and everything is flowing through them towards the other cells of the body. Another kind of cell you could consider is the parasitic cell. It's like a parasite. It just feeds and feeds and feeds and receives and takes, but doesn't contribute anything back. Doesn't offer anything of itself, its time, its talent. It's just a little extra member hanging on and maybe slowing things down, but not doing much. The last kind you might consider is the cancer cell. And it's receiving maybe, but it's deformed. Or it's not formed. And it's unhealthy and kind of deadening the parts around it. The kingdom of God, like we said, is stunted there. And hopefully you can heal that cell. That cell can maybe have a deeper experience or some conversion experience and go deeper. Or at times you have to, what? What do you do the amputated, sorry, you amputate the cancer cell. You take it out. Now we don't do that, but don't self-amputate. Don't cut yourself off. But allow the grace of God to heal us. Get to confession. Go to some retreat or seminar or experience of the faith. If you haven't signed up for the Acts retreat, it's not too late. Don't miss that opportunity. Because we don't want to be a bunch of islands. We're meant to be a community of faith, a communion of many parts in one body. Get involved. Know your gifts and see and find the ways to use and employ those gifts, not just for yourself, obviously, but for the whole body, here on campus, at school, at work, wherever you are. That's what the offertory is, a good opportunity today. Discern your role, find your role, and fulfill your role in the body of Christ. You're needed. You're not expendable. You're not some extra. And everyone is depending on all of you and each of you and each one of us. And our Blessed Mother intercede for us as we discern our role in the body, as we discern our gifts, and we offer to God today, Lord, where do you want me to spend my gifts? As I receive you in Holy Communion and you nourish this cell of your body, show me where you want to use me for the extension of your kingdom, the growth of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.